Okay, good evening. Should we begin?
So, we have been looking at the days of creation and looking particularly, trying to look from a Kabbalistic point of view, a spiritual point of view, trying to see between the lines of the text. And we have reached the fifth day of creation. So the first thing we'll do is just explore that in its simple sense, what it's actually saying. Given that from the point of view of the Kabbalistic tradition, there is a whole process which is taking place through the creation of the world and before the creation of the universe. The idea that Ha'olam, world, if we just look at it as a word, let's see if we can get this little portable. Ha'olam, you see, that means world or universe. But you can put different points to it and pronounce it He'elem, and it means concealment. And so there is the basic idea that creation is a kind of self-concealment of the divine. And so when we're speaking about the 6 or 7 days of creation, it's really a process in which the divine is being concealed, and yet that concealment is also a revelation. So that is the intriguing aspect of concealment and revelation, a little bit like clothes, which conceal a person and yet reveal their character and various qualities about them, because in the concealment of the person, the way in which the person is concealed is in fact expressing something, possibly about their very essence. So the very essence of the person is expressed, is communicated through that which in fact is veiling them and is hiding them. And so with godliness as well. So there is the self-concealment of the divine, the He'elem, which makes Ha'olam, which makes the world, the universe. Now further, something that we often mention here is that if we look at the name of God, now this name of God, Elohim, I'm pronouncing it and I'm writing it as if it's got a kuf, but actually it's got a hey, but one doesn't want to write or even pronounce the name of God unnecessarily. So Elohim is the name of God, and if we look at the numerical values, and I'm going to give the numerical value for a hey, not for a kuf. So Aleph is 1, Lamed is
30,
so that's 31, hey is
5,
so that's 36, Yud
10,
46,
56,
and 46, and Mem, what's Mem?
40.
So 46 and 40?
86.
86. Okay. Don't know if I can write 86 up and down.
Michael. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We were worried about you. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm better. Come and sit down. Relax.
I need to get some water to drink.
Now, then we look at this second word. Can anyone read what it is? Apart from Millie.
Shut down. Elohim.
And this word, Hateva.
Oh, Hateva, okay.
Which Hateva means nature. So hey is
the
5, Ted
9.
So that's 14.
2.
16. Ayin is
70.
Yes, 70 and 16. Is 86.
The same.
So in other words, the name of God and the name for nature have the same numerical value. However, this name of God is a very interesting name of God because it's in the plural. And it's a mysterious question. See, Elohim, lots of plural words in Hebrew, and in Yud Mem if they're in the plural. So how can you have a name of God if God is one? How can there be a name of God in the plural? And so there is actually another name of God, which is the Tetragrammaton, the name of God with four letters, which is so sacred we can't pronounce it in any way. And when we read it, we have to say a completely different word. That name of God is the singular and is more exalted. This name of God is already the concealment of the divine, which admits to and enables and powers a multiple world, a world of multiplicity. So there is the oneness of the divine. When we speak of the Tetragrammaton, the normal way is, in fact, just to write the letter He as Hashem, which stands for the name. So Hashem is the oneness, and that oneness, as it were, feeds into Elohim. And so this is the oneness of the divine beyond nature. Mm-hmm. Whereas Elohim is the name of God which is within nature and is being expressed by nature. So then when we come to the 7 days of creation, which relate to a kind of process of expression of godliness, and one of the comments that the Zohar makes... Yes, did you want to say something?
Is it something to do with being, when you said within nature, is it the plural in the multiplicity, is it to do with being in the manifested?
Mm, yes, and the point about nature, that nature is multiple.
Okay, so is it in the manifested becomes plural?
Yes, yes, well it's expressed in a...
Okay.
Because then suddenly you have, you see there are two verses. Marabu ma'asecha Hashem, how manifold, how multiple are your works, O God. And ma'gadu ma'asecha Hashem, how great are your works, O God. So on the one hand, you have the exalted beauty of an immense mountain or waterfall or the night sky. And then you have the multiplicity which is there in everything. The way, you
the way
have,
that it's everywhere, that's why it's in the plural.
Yes, yes, well, the expression of godliness is in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this force, Elohim, is a radiance, a spiritual life force, which is there in every leaf and in every pebble and in every grain of sand and in every creature which is there in the world. There's always this life force, this Chayut Elohim. And so in that sense, it's taking so many different forms which are the forms of existence. Now, the 6 days of creation, or the 7 days of creation, the Shabbat is the seventh day, they express, on the one hand, here is a text.
Michael, this is Adam. This is my husband, Michael. And you met Alan.
Yeah.
So the 6 days of creation, we're now going to talk about the fifth day, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes.
The 6 days of creation represents Sfirot, divine emanations, as well as being, as far as the Jewish tradition is concerned, that there really were 6 days of 24 hours of the kind of day that we think of as a day, and it's in those 6 days that the world was created, the whole universe was created, as described in the Torah. At the same time, there are multiple levels.